Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Dr. Larry Cheskin, who's the director and founder of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center. I'm really excited to have you on the show, and as you know, I'm a big fan of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Clinic. So tell us a little bit about your background, because you've done some amazing things.
Well, first of all, thank you, David, for inviting me. It's an honor to be on the show. My background is I'm a physician. I'm trained as a gastroenterologist, and actually I was a practicing gastroenterologist for a number of years. I headed the GI division at Bayview and got very interested in nutrition and weight control and founded a program at Johns Hopkins called the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center, which is now located in 550 North Broadway, right across from the Dome Building.
At the risk of oversharing, I would say that I've been a happy client of the Weight Management Clinic, and you gave me the piece of information that changed the calculus in weight loss. And maybe you could talk a little bit about metabolism and what everybody ought to know.
Certainly. And I think it is important because we don't know what our metabolism is unless it's tested. And if you look at the side of any box of food, it'll say, David, you're a guy. You need 2,500 calories a day. Or, Susan, you're a woman. You need 2,000 calories a day. And all of the packaging and all of the portions that we're, you know, calculating and how many calories we need is based on those two numbers. And yet there's a wide variability in how many calories people actually need. And some of that is genetic. Some of that is your inherent, you know, efficiency in burning energy. And some of it is how much activity you get, how many calories you need per day. So without knowing that number, it makes it much harder to figure out exactly what you should be doing.
And how do you get that number? It's relatively simple.
It is relatively simple. It's not something you can do on your own. It takes a piece of equipment. It's called indirect calorimetry, calories, measuring calories. So basically, you sit in a chair, and it measures the amount of oxygen you're consuming and carbon dioxide that you're exhaling, and that's a measure of how many calories you're burning, how much energy you're using sitting in the chair. And then you add a correction factor for how much physical activity you get, and that's your number.
And it takes about 10 minutes, maybe?
About 10 minutes.
Could you talk also a little bit about the range of values around a mean resting metabolism? Because there is a wide variation, and frankly, this is why everybody ought to know their number.
Yes, there is quite a lot of variability, and I don't know if you remember from school those bell-shaped curves they show of the distribution of metabolism. Well, it's not exactly shaped like a bell, but there's a broad range of calories that people will burn. So even if we say, okay, you're 5'10" and you weigh 190 pounds and you're 45 years old and you're a guy, therefore our estimate is you need 2,450 calories. There's quite a range around that. And you may need only 2,000 calories. You may need 3,000 calories. So that's the magnitude of the range you have. And if you're trying to control your diet and you don't know whether it's 2,000 calories you need or 3,000 calories you need, that's quite a lot of error.
Well, thank you for joining me, Dr. Cheskin. I am a big fan of the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Clinic.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.